Good morning. Setting up a shop window on the internet has become essential for small firms. Have a look at websites produced by big companies producing the same type of goods so you can see how they do it. But expand your horizons from your local area, as you can get lots of ideas from websites from companies in other countries. After doing your research, the next step is whether to produce the pages yourself or pay for a website designer to do the work for you. If you do it yourself, you have complete control over how your pages will look and you can update them quickly and whenever you want. There are quite a few packages around to help you and you can get a very professional finish. However, to do it yourself may not be the inexpensive option, as you'll need some quite sophisticated software, not to mention a powerful computer and good quality screen. Now, to produce the web pages yourself with good software, all you have to do is provide the text and photographs. A digital camera is handy, as is a scanner, as you can scan in your logo. Don't try to put too much information on a single page, and although it may be tempting to use lots of different colors and type styles and sizes, doing so will make your pages look messy. Keep to just one or two sizes with the same typeface. Now, what else should a good website include? Well, while some websites add counters to pages so you can see how many people have looked at them, I think they are of little practical use and can slow the loading of the page in the web browser. Instead, present the human face of your business by, for example, telling people about your management team. You can also use simple graphics where they illustrate a point better than words. But take care. Visitors often only spend 10 seconds on a site before moving on, and they're often put off by flashy graphics. Make sure your full address and telephone number are prominently displayed on your homepage. Check your emails at least twice a day, as your customers will often expect a reply on the same day. And remember, and this is a point often forgotten, to update your web pages with current prices and any special offers. Now, you need to get customers to return to your site. Some people do this by offering a tip of the day or by providing online tools like a free calculator. However, I believe that making your website as interactive as possible so people feel involved works best. You can do this with quizzes, for example. This is what is called sticky content. Remember, your website is one of the most important marketing tools you have.